Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
It's a beautiful Saturday, and I'm glad you're here with us. I'm your host, Christian counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host Carrie Fry.
We're a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you the connected life.
The connected life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. And so, Carrie, as I was preparing for today's show, a couple of scripture verses came to mind for me, and that's Galatians 6:2, which is, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And then Isaiah 41, which is, this is one of my favorite verses in all of the Bible. I even have it on our website, but it's comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says your God. And so these two verses came to me because this past week I had a couple of weeks ago, I had a really awesome experience that I wanted to be able to bring to our listeners and just talk about it with them and share it with them. I went to a one-week intensive with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend and their group out in Southern California. They put this one-week intensive on. And for those who know those two names, those are the guys who wrote many books. Their most popular is Boundaries, and that right now I think is a New York Times number 7 bestseller, if it's not even higher by now. Amazing stuff that they do. Dr. Cloud, Dr. Townsend, Dr. Steve Arterburn with New Life Live. So it's this group, all right? So I went out to this one-week experience and just had this amazing, journey and transformation that I just wanted to be able to share. The format was there were some teaching. So Dr. Cloud came and talked the first couple of days. Dr. Townsend came and spoke the last couple of days. So we were really learning and growing and kind of just really being fed good information. But the most powerful experience for me were these process groups that they had. And so we are lucky enough today to have two of the people that I was in a process group with, and we'll talk about what a process group is in a moment. But I have on the phone with us Kiha. And Kiha, you may have to help me with your last name.
Pimentel.
Pimentel. Kiha Pimentel, all the way from Hawaii, who's calling in to join us today. And then also I have on the phone Becca. And Becca, what is your last name?
Klein.
Becca Klein, all the way from, and where are you calling from, Becca?
Indiana.
So Kiha and Becca came to Southern California, and they were participants in this one-week intensive that I participated in, and we were in this process group together. Just really quick, what a process group is they stick about, how many of us were there, you guys?
I think there were eight.
So eight of us, complete strangers. They put us together, and there was a counselor in the process group that was helping to facilitate and lead the discussion and just really guide us and walk us through the different issues that we were working on. And it was, again, it was just a really powerful experience. So I want to give you guys an opportunity to maybe introduce yourselves to our listeners. Kiha, maybe you can go first, and then after that, Becca, that would be great to have you. Just give it a brief introduction of you.
Well, aloha, everybody. Thank you, Trav and Carrie. I'm a Jesus follower as well, husband to Heidi, dad of 5. We are a blended family. Entrepreneur, have a development and contracting company. And then now I'm a coach to athletes and parents and executives and now pastors. I'm an ordained pastor. That's my full-time job. I'm a district, they call it the district health coach to 52 senior pastors here in Hawaii.
Right.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's why I did the work that I did with you.
And the one-week intensive in the AUI, as we call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis keeps talking about his AUI, and I'm like, oh, honey, it doesn't sound very mature.
It doesn't mean I have a boo-boo, right? It's just that...
There's all these people getting together and talking about their AUIs.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, we're all talking about our AUIs.
Yeah.
Becca, go ahead.
Like you said, my name is Becca Klein, and I just finished my graduate school education, so I'm a... seeking my licensure in mental health counseling. Currently work at Huntington University in conjunction with the Townsend Institute, and then I also do private practice on the side. And I'm very jealous of your guys' weather. We are getting snow right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
We're far from snow here.
I know, it's sad.
Yeah, and of course, Kiha's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
With a nice beach and everything like that, so.
Yeah.
So you can be jealous of us, Becca, and we'll be jealous of Kiha. How about that?
Okay, that'll work.
So Kiha and Becca, maybe you guys can just take a few moments and talk about just your overall experience, the whole shebang, you know, with Dr. Cloud, Dr. Townsend, you know, in those process groups, just what it was like for the two of you.
How about you, Becca?
Okay. I think that I would describe it as like fantastically awful. It was probably one of the most difficult and also most rewarding experiences I've ever had. The teaching was fantastic. I mean, I'm sure that I'll still be reaping those rewards as I continue to go over notes in the future.
Yeah.
And then honestly, I mean, I think it really truly was transformational. I don't think I was expecting it to be as rewarding as it was.
Transformational is the word you used.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the connection that I had with you and Kiha and everybody else in the group, I mean, I think that that's something that's going to be staying with me for the rest of my life. I mean, I've continued to process through things the last week or so, a week and a half, that I think is just going to continue, and that I'm going to be able to replicate with people that I'm currently doing life with.
Right.
And I don't know, I just felt blessed to be a part of it.
Right. Awesome. What about you, Kiha?
Yeah, I thought it was a wonderful experience altogether. Exhilarating is a great word. Just to be in the presence of these two world-class Christian clinical psychologists, I really saw them as these expert surgeons. I saw them do the role plays with us, and every single one, just expertly right to the core, right to the source of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the teaching, and then, of course, the process groups with you folks. Really has been helping me bring health to the roots of my tree. And I know one of the analogies that they used was, you know, bad fruit, get to the root rather than try to fix the fruit. And that's been so helpful for me just to, you know, go deep and to look at the things that have been causing the bad fruit in my own personal life.
Right.
So, for me, I was not a part of the group.
You were sick in a hotel
room. I was transformational in a different way, where I brought my three kids, and this will change your life forever. If you bring your three kids on a vacation, and then you all get the flu in the hotel room for a week, that is so transformational. You'll never be the same again.
Yeah.
So I had a different kind of transformational experience, but I think, what I've been trying to wrap my head around is Travis comes back with the idea of process groups. And so what I'm trying to understand is what is exactly, a process group in contrast to like a Bible study or a small group? Like how does someone understand what's the difference between a process group and some of the things that we're familiar with already?
Go ahead, Becca.
Okay, I was going to have him start, but I would say the difference, honestly, for me, is likely the depth. It's a high level of vulnerability and a high level of safety. So I felt very, very comfortable with not just going to the first level of places that probably needed growth and healing, but honestly, I felt like I was able to get down and scrape kind of the core of some issues that really have been plaguing me for years.
So I
haven't ever gotten that in a Bible study context. I'm sure that it could happen, but I think this provides the context and some safety to go to those depths and be connected in those places that you've kind of held back from connection up until that point.
Yeah, I like that you're using the safety word. There's a level of safety that becomes, or that's established within the group, to really say, hey, I'm going to take off the facade or take off the mask. Let's face it, we all kind of do that, right? When someone asks us, hey, how you doing? I'm doing fine, I'm doing okay, right? So it's really moving beyond that. And to do that, I think you're absolutely right, Becca. You do have to have a certain level of safety and trust to say, I can go to this depth, I can go to this level of vulnerability, and it's going to be okay, you know, because we all have those acceptance fears. We all have those deep down fears about how is so-and-so going to view me? Is there going to be judgment in this type of thing? And I think that's one of the powers of a process group, that it is hard to get to that kind of, to your point, Becca, it is hard to get to that deep level when it's a Bible study. And I love Bible studies, and I think we should study the scripture, but this is something much, much different.
So if you're just tuning in and listening to The Connected Life, you're here with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. So to learn more about The Connected Life, visit us on Facebook. And if you're looking for counseling help or just want to connect more with Travis, you can visit CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com.
Yeah, and we're visiting with our friends, Kiha and Becca, who are sharing their experience at a one-week intensive with Dr. Henry Cloud and John Townsend, and what it was like for them to be open, to be vulnerable, and to really share their lives with one another. We want you, our listeners, to know that if you're interested in having your own experience in a process group, to stay tuned, because at the end of the show, we're going to talk about opportunities that are coming up for you. So Kiha, same question for you that Carrie posed, you know, in terms of like process groups.
Yeah, my experience, I wrote down this quote I heard somebody say in the workshop. It said, I got to see what it was like to be on the other side of me. And that was so accurate for me, that description. I had seven other people in my process group, all of whom were trained therapists. I am not.
You did well. You held your own, Kiha.
Yes, he did.
Still. Anyway, in the beginning, a little intimidated, but I loved that all of you were there for me without any hidden agenda. You're there really just for me, and I did feel safe, completely safe, to be able to share. Anything. The worst, ugliest parts of me,
right?
And you guys still loved me. That was a really freeing thing for me.
Yeah, that I love that you said that. That you felt safe enough to share the worst, that you think is the worst, most ugly part of who you are, but then to still have that love and that acceptance, and to know that grace is there and grace prevails.
Yeah.
It's Becca's word. It's transformational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, I wrote that when you asked, how was it for me? I said, I experienced grace in my life in a transforming way. I was loved without condemnation, and you guys weren't trying to fix me. You were giving me tips or advice, and I think that that's kind of beautiful in the process group. But you are asking me questions, which allows me to kind of clear up some of my distorted thinking.
Yeah.
And that just that whole love, that whole grace is really the fix for me. So I've got this kind of newfound freedom in a way that I express myself and my personal needs. That was my own thing. And then I was able to complete relationships in my life that I didn't even know were broken, but two places where I've got, you know, well, now that I'm with these other people, I have this total freedom to be with them in ways I didn't know were kind of handicapped.
Yeah.
And then I would love, lastly, to be able to experience kind of new ways to help people to, you know, some of the techniques I've never seen before. So that was super good for me.
Yeah.
It's hearing you guys talk, it makes me think of that you were able to experience some of the depth of God's love through the other people in your group, to really see that through other people giving you the love, but it was really that love that we should be feeling from God and experiencing from Him.
It's that unconditional love. Like,
yeah,
so
a very
so their words became like the words of Christ, right? And their hugs,
definitely.
Yeah, their hugs in that moment when we're the most vulnerable and broken and, you know, full of fear and shame and inadequacy, all the icky stuff that we all deal with, right?
Right.
That those arms around us became like Christ's arms around us.
It's powerful. It's very much very much like what you know, the early church described in Acts, that living out the community and the connection and being Christ to others.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Loving each other.
Yeah. So how would you guys say that, how were you personally changed in result of the process group that you experienced in California?
For me, I feel like there were parts of me that had been hidden for a very long time, parts that honestly I wasn't even aware of in some ways. And those parts of me felt very loved and accepted and connected at a deep level that has continued even past the process group. I mean, I've had conversations with people from that group since we left California.
We're still staying connected. It's cool.
Yeah, we are. And it just is continuing to solidify that process for me and wanting to find that in my everyday life for people that I'm seeing face to face, because unfortunately I can't see you guys face to face all the time.
Yeah.
And I think in also with that grace that we received, there was also, like Kiha was saying, the truth aspect of sometimes people aren't willing to be honest with you of their experience of you, and if there's maybe new insight that I needed that I couldn't see myself. And it was really, really helpful and healing for me to receive that from other people and provide something that I couldn't see.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like the safety in the group was able to really help you to kind of look inward and maybe explore? Mm-hmm. And okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that part of the pain that was processed in these groups also has allowed me to go underneath that pain and see, is there more areas that need insight and need growth and need connection? And I don't think I would have been able to see that if I hadn't gotten through what I did with the group.
So you're digging deeper.
Yeah, right? Most definitely.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What about for you, Kiha?
I definitely feel way more aware of some of the issues that I've had. It's given me choice in places that I didn't know I had choice before. For example, you know, I do a lot of stuff outside of the home. I'm, you know, as a pastor, I'm just always kind of dealing with people everywhere, everybody else. And then I've been coming home, not realizing I've been only giving kind of leftovers to my spouse.
Yeah.
So we took a camping trip and just talked about that, saying, "Wow, you know, I'm so sorry that it's gotten to be like that. But I'm needing to now tell you what I need." And she was able to tell me what she needs. And we've kind of done that. Well, I've actually listened to her things, but I've never been one to tell her what I've needed. And, you know, we've been sharing time together in the last week since we had our Awi, that wow, I love this whole new you. I just love it. So I definitely feel way more connected to myself, to her, to the children. Just that in itself has been a huge blessing.
That's invaluable. I mean, how can you put a price tag on that? That's just so awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
So you guys, we just have a few minutes left, but really quick, if the two of you could just take maybe, a few seconds and you know, what would you say to someone who may be considering counseling or even attending a group like what we're talking about, a process group, but who is still just not sure, maybe reluctant? What would you guys, what words of encouragement would you have for them?
For me, I mean, I'm already trying to think of when is the next process group that I can get into. And I was terrified with the first one. And honestly, just bringing those fears to the group and being taken care of gave me the safety to be able to take the steps forward. So I would highly encourage anybody to move forward with counseling or process group and kind of pursue the abundant life and the freedom that we should have in Christ.
I love
that. Yeah, for me, I was contemplating this morning. You know, I looked in a mirror. And I was trying to see if my hair is in place, if I still have sleep in my eyes, if I have any boogers, did I miss a button? And, you know, I could function without a mirror in my house, but I am so much more able to present myself in the way that is not distracting to other people.
Yeah.
This process group, I would say, don't even think about it. A counseling session, don't even think about it. It is so worth it because it gives me a window to parts of me that I am blind to, and it's the only way to clear it up. I heard Dr. John say, hey, we're broken in relationships, and so the only way to heal is in relationships. I can't do it by myself, so thank you, guys. Thank you for being a part of my group. I am just a better person because of
you. Yeah, and I just want to echo that to both of you, guys, that I took a piece of both of you when I left California, and it's integrated. And I am so blessed and honored to have you guys come and just join us today and talk with us and, you know, just share your experience with our listeners. And so thank you guys so much. I will be in touch with you, and we'll make sure to connect again soon.
You're always great. Welcome.
Love
in
you guys.
Arizona.
Yeah, you're always welcome here in Arizona.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Aloha. God bless you.
Bless you guys. So real quick, you guys, scriptures say in Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. And that's really the heart of what a process group is. And so we have some opportunities for you. First, there is a marriage support group starting May 2nd. This is for couples who are looking to dig deeper and really create a godly marriage and relationship. Second, we have a man's process group starting April 16th. This is for men who are wanting to just be better versions of themselves. We also have our April couples retreat, which is April 24th and 25th. And if you register by April 1st, there is a 15% discount.
So to connect with the Connected Life Radio or to contact us, you may visit us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheConnectedLifeRadio. Or if you or someone you know is looking for counseling help, you can visit our website on counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. Or you can give us a call at 623-680-3486.
Yeah, that number again is 623-680-3486. And we hope that you guys get connected and stay connected.